You're listening to SBS News.
The yellow-eyed canary, or better known as the green singing finch, is a much-loved resident breeder in southeastern Africa. While the residents of Mozambique admire the passerine bird for its melodious voice, perhaps it's not a song it sings this time, but a call out to any survivors in its family, much like many locals in the Southeast African nation today. Mozambique, a country known for its beaches and offshore marine parks, has been hit with Cyclone Idai. It has left entire villages submerged underwater, with bodies floating in the floodwaters.
Next step. Woo. It's the right there somewhere.
Now, with 68 people already dead, in the second largest port city of Beira, the government has declared a state of disaster. President Philippe Nyusi says rescue operations are in place and foreign aid is on its way.
We have put rescue means in place and we asked our friends for more. We have rescue equipment, volunteers and doctors arriving now in Maputo. Answering to the questions on why a foreigner is coming here, it's because they know how to deal with these situations and they are not charging us for their support.
This could prove to be the most disastrous storm to have hit the impoverished southeastern African country so far. But the president says the people are holding strong.
I spoke with people in the flooded area and they are calm and aware of what is happening. They said water is a problem and that we need to reinforce food supply and also medicines. There's no panic among them and we will continue to bring solidarity to them.
However, the full-scale damage of the natural disaster is yet to be determined. President Nyusi has told State Radio Mozambique the official death toll stands at 84, but there is a possibility of more than 1,000 people being dead. The Red Cross says 90% of the central port city has been damaged or destroyed, but can't confirm if the president's claimed number of deaths could be met. Cyclone Idai generated winds of over 200 kilometers an hour, forcing around 300 people in the nearby village of Inhamizua to sought shelter. A 14-year-old local resident has described her ordeal.
I was sleeping and I woke up because I felt like I was floating, but my leg was actually in water. So I woke up my mother and we took our food and went to look for a safe place. We could save some food, but I lost all of my school books and clothes because they were all in the water.
Another resident says she has not seen anything like this before.
Other years there have been storms, but not like this year. This year was the first year it has been the worst ever, washing away homes, away clothes, damaging the food, and leaving us with nothing.
After striking Beira in Mozambique, Cyclone Idai moved inland to Zimbabwe and Malawi with strong winds and heavy rain. The scope of the damage across the southern African countries is hard to determine because of a poor communication and transportation network, but the latest report suggests the official death toll stands at 157 in Zimbabwe and Mozambique. UN agencies and the Red Cross are helping with rescue efforts that include delivering food supplies and medicines by helicopter. But World Health Organization spokesperson Christian Lindmeyer is urging for better disaster assessment to combat the possible fallout of the disaster.
Following the flooding which is coming with the rains, you have of course the risks of drowning and victims there, but you also have crush and trauma injuries through the flooding. This is typically followed then later by rise of airborne diseases like malaria could also be expected. But you have another scenario which is simple scenarios like assistance to pregnant women or deliveries, assistance to diabetes patients could be hampered.
Beira has a population of 500,000 and sits at the mouth of the Pungwe River. In February 2000, Cyclone Eline hit Mozambique when it was already devastated by its worst floods in three decades. It killed 350 people and made 650,000 homeless across southern Africa. George Oshie, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.